Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Fantastic show coming up for you. I'm going to start off right now, live in studio with us playing a set live. That's why we call live. This is Laverne.
Saying the biz, right? Yeah. Yes, I see. banter. What's in the news today?
Also tuning.
Also tuning. That's something people do.
You're not going to multitask.
Yeah, I'm not going to multitask. I've made that mistake one too many times. Oh, there we go. I don't remember how to
Just like you should. You should have seen them when they were in the park. record an album in a month. And we just also released an album in like less than a month, like 2 weeks. And a lot of those songs are going to be on them. That's exciting for me. Not necessarily anyone else. I don't want to like toss or like project my excitement.
I'm on the fence about it.
Yeah, Jeff's on the fence. Furby seems like...
I am the fence.
Furby is the fence. Yeah. We don't need to get into semantics. Well, this one's off of our album called Arrow. October. The month that Halloween is in. That's pretty exciting. Content creators. I really can't stop. Say it again. She's got enough. Something. Wants to be my friend. And I'm getting mad. Thinking that it moves in circles. The way my cousin looks like something just from Urkel. Cause I can't stop. Yes, I do. I really can't stop. Yeah.
That was Laverne, everybody. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be back very shortly chatting with the band Laverne after these fine messages.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Strength.
Dignity.
Respect.
Beauty.
Self-worth.
Safety.
Confidence.
Choice.
Hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Hi, I am Nitu Da, and I am the host of Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC. And if you look in your car, your phone, your computer, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you know that I mean that ironically. Listen in every other Thursday at 8 a.m. to the only radio show that's ever been subtitled. Probably.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM. With Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is Life in Thunderbird, Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. I am joined in the studio now by Laverne. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. If you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you miss a great set from Laverne at the top of the hour. Listen to this interview and go back to the podcast if you listen to the set in its entirety at some point later tonight and such. You want to quickly introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland?
I'm Max. I play the guitar and I do the vocals, and I just split my pants sitting down. Not while rocking out. I should have owned it.
Do we have to do a fun fact too?
Didn't rip your pants.
That's true. I don't have any fun facts. I'm Jeff, and I play the drums.
I'm Furby, and I play the bass.
Yeah, let's go back to these. You said it's newish, too, right? You
just got the pants?
Yeah,
they were used. They're new to me, they feel new.
You still have an attachment.
Yeah. I mean, it's a design flaw. I'm going to write a few angry emails when I get home.
It should be able to survive sitting down in a chair.
Yeah, that's like...
I think that's one of the things with pants.
Yeah.
That's one of the only things you expect out of pants. I'm going to be able to walk and sit down.
It's like top five things I want pants to do.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because, and it's, well, I mean, it could be worse.
It could be a different part.
It's just a pocket.
Yeah, I guess because people can't, see me right now, I should explain where the rip is so they don't think I'm here, sitting just exposed right near my pocket. So, it's modest, but it's still upsetting.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know about other people.
What color
it's
are the
upsetting
pants,
for
Max?
Me, too.
Yeah.
What color are
they? Oh, they're nice, olive. Yeah, I think they're, twill, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know.
Just to paint a picture for
them. Yeah.
Because usually when people rip the pants, they think of splitting it in the butt crack area, or at least that's my experience.
Or the crotch area somewhere.
Yeah. I was let's talk more about me. But I was I was on a trip once, and we were in Sweden, getting on a bus, and my friend, we're just paying putting money in the bus, whatever. And my friend dropped his ticket or his money, so he went down and to pick it up, and then his pants split. And then instead of me being a good friend, helping him or putting a jet, I just sat laughing and pointing. And I ran to the back of the bus and sat down. I was no help whatsoever.
Oh, man.
I don't know, if I was, now that we're more experienced, but at the time I was just
what? That's funny.
You learn through these moments in the end.
And I hope your friend looks back on it now and finds it funny.
Yeah, he still brings it up. He's he just...
You remember that one time you ridiculed me when I was most vulnerable?
And you ran to the back of the bus.
I just ran away. All right. Anyways, enough about that. Let's talk about the band. How did this band came to be?
In a real organic way. In a lot of ways, this is sort of the birthplace of Laverne, and I'm using air quotes around that because again, I'm on the radio. and we met in university about 8 years ago.
And it always
was sort of a musical friendship.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I met these guys. They were on their very first day at Totem.
Yeah.
Ah, and nice. And I had met somebody in Tofino that we'd worked together, and I came to just hang out with her on her first day, and these guys shared the floor with her.
Yeah.
And that's how we met.
I think it was over our friendship started because I was wearing a Suicide Silence shirt. Which is a metalcore, deathcore band that I look back with intense embarrassment. But I mean, we all grow. Yeah. We run away from split pants and we learn.
And at what point did you guys start playing together?
That was 9 years ago, I think.
Yeah. But I mean,
that we played
in its current iteration, it's been a little under two.
Okay.
So
probably coming on to two soon.
Yeah, this is I think two in April. That's our anniversary. We have a nice Airbnb booked.
But did you play as a different man or different various things or just music?
I think
just as friends or
jammed.
We jammed a lot, and it was often
Other people too.
Yeah, with friend Pierre.
I used to play guitar. Now I play bass. Max used to play bass. Now he plays guitar.
Yeah.
Jeff used to play guitar.
And I play.
And then we had somebody else playing drums. Now I'm playing guitar or bass. I used to play guitar. I switch with Max.
Yeah.
Max now plays guitar, but he used to play bass, and Jeff is now on the
that
drum
was
kit.
Very, yeah, very. I was lost.
That was.
Yeah,
that was
how,
I need like a spreadsheet to match
how
that.
How did that happen? Like instrument wise, it just happened.
I think it's like very organically. Like we ran through various like formations as a band,
and we just hadn't jammed in like two 6 years or something, and we just like we threw ourselves into a room together. And then we were just, like, switching out different instruments and stuff. And then all of a sudden we just, like, picked up the instruments and we just, like, sounded significantly better. Well, then we were playing other things and we were like, is this okay? Yeah. Let's keep this.
Yeah. I think the root of it comes down to the fact that, like, Jeff was by far the best drummer.
Hands down. Hands down. And he also wanted to play drums, too.
Yeah, I was tired of guitar. That's for sure.
And... whereas I think I remember back in the days in Tolem or maybe Vanny, I can't remember. Aren't there always these like open mics or battle of the bands?
Oh god!
Ever did any of that?
Nothing like that. I once like in my first year, I read The Road at a talent show. I wore beret and Jeff played the guitar in the background. So technically that was the first Laverne show.
Wait, hold on.
Two thirds of Laverne.
I'll accept that.
It's.
I once did an open mic at what was the one that was like the upstairs of the old sub?
Oh, the bar up there,
the gallery. Or?
Yeah,
gallery. Yeah. I once did an open mic at the gallery. I was playing guitar with a guy that played
Pierre?
Drums. Yeah. Pierre.
Our friend Pierre. Who's in Belgium, and there's no way that he could be listening to this right now.
He could.
Maybe after.
Yeah. It's probably like 6 a.m.
Why is he not listening?
Friends off.
Like, so with the talent show, is it mostly just people? Is just whatever, right?
Yeah.
Were people just juggling or doing magic shows?
It was very open. I remember there's a lot of weird acts. I remember being really angry that there's this really, really talented violin player. And I was like, well, that's over. There's no way I'm making it any farther than this. Like,
And it was like a competition?
Yeah.
I don't know what the prize was.
They did it like each house did their own competition. And then like the top one or two or something went to the finals. So it was like real.
It's like
real
a house
stuff.
Battle. It's almost like Hunger Games or something.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I don't know about the house. I don't know. District.
You run to the middle, you pick up an instrument, and you fight.
Actually, that would be a fun.
Whatever goes is violent over people's heads.
Yeah, the UBC rec. For the person who's listening. Great idea.
It could be a fun thing for like a music competition. It'd just be like, you know, there'll be only one of each instrument, and you have to make up, you know, you have to run, and, you know, everyone is like fighting for, I don't know, guitar, the drum, you know. And then the leftover, like someone's getting a recorder.
You get a weird, like, percussion instrument that you don't even really know how to
and
use.
And whoever's the worst in the band gets kicked out. You got to be a multi-instrumentalist.
That would be fun. I should
trademark that. I would watch that.
You have to get on this.
You just have to get on it. Let's talk a bit about a recording. You were saying Yarrow just came out back in October. And then you're about to record again, or just writing some songs.
We have about. I mean. We write a lot of songs, so we have about like 12 or more.
Like saved up,
That
12 that we remember.
12 that we remember, and we're gonna go like record at Furby's.
I'm like an engineer and producer. That's the main way I make my money, and like I've done the education, all of the stuff for engineering and production, so.
It makes the most sense.
I just do it with my band.
Yeah, it's nice to keep it all in the family, as it were.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how did you manage to just bang so many songs?
I just think it's like, again, like I guess the key word here would be organic.
Our strategy is like very low bar.
Just
throw everything at the wall, and then we're like, okay, that
whatever sticks.
And we spend a lot of time playing together, and a lot of time just sort of. Really like improvising I think improvisation is a big part of the way that we sort of like build songs.
Definitely.
Know?
Yeah. And we're not afraid. Like, it's actually funny because most of the time when we're like we have a show tomorrow. We have to practice our set. Yeah. That's when we start writing songs fast.
Because
we're just like, oh, we don't want to do that. Let's do something
yeah,
else.
Procrastination.
And then it turns out super well. Yeah. But no, it's yeah. We just bang out as much stuff as we can, and then whatever sticks, sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. And yeah, the album Yarrow, the only story, well, one of the stories that I know, one of the only story maybe, is that, I don't know if you've known this, but Chris Riffick, host of our Part Unknown, had a bunch of, I think it was near December, and there was a bunch of kids like watching a show.
we did.
They were like just in the studio, like the parents listening, and then he was, oh, let's play a song from Laverne. And I think he said he played a song Seagull.
Yeah, it has a lot of swear.
he didn't mean to play
very,
that song.
Very prominently displayed in the song.
The one with the swearing in the chorus. We played it earlier.
I listened to a show like all the time. I do a lot of deliveries within Vancouver. Yeah. Right around the time the show is on, and listening to that live was one of the best moments of my life.
I don't know exactly, but I think the kids enjoyed it. They learned a new word if they haven't.
Educating the youth. When we started this band, I said
that was our main goal.
It said Furby and Jeff, we got to educate some youth.
So that's a pretty funny story. It's a good story. And you have a video that came out back in around Christmas for one of the songs from it, Evil Thoughts.
Yeah.
Evil Thoughts.
Yeah.
That was the last song we played.
Yeah. And that was done with our dear friend Zachary Lacoste. I don't know if I'm butchering his last name.
I think you
sounds, but I'm on the radio, so it sounds official. Yeah. He was super passionate, really brilliant director, and it was really his brainchild, so it's nice to be surrounded by talented people.
Yeah, and it's a very like Vancouver recognizable places anyway. I think I remember seeing like Hastings and Clark somewhere.
Exactly, around the corner.
And we're wearing these like terrifying masks and standing around in very crowded places in Vancouver in these terrifying masks.
And it's really cold, and your breath is steaming up the inside of your mask.
And I was incredibly hungover.
Very hungover.
With the mask, you couldn't really tell, I guess.
That was my saving grace, the fact that I had a mask.
The terrifying thing is once Furby took off the mask, you couldn't really tell.
Exactly.
It was the same across the
board. I looked the same.
But I was most shocked that people didn't really seem that off put by us wearing masks.
Because you were in some of it, you were in kind of not touristy, but there were people scenic area.
Yeah, we had to kick a couple who were like making out off of a bench.
With your mask on.
And I was we're shooting a music video. Right.
In Queenie Park.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable.
Right. I wonder if it's because they were a camera following you somewhat.
Yeah, it seems.
I think the place that we got the most reaction I found, or that I noticed, was on Clark and Hastings there. Oh. There's all the truckers coming out of the port there, and they're just giving us the weirdest looks as they drive by.
Like,
I have no idea. I don't even want to know, but I can't take my eyes off it.
That was fun. And it was like a haircut scene or something.
By a guy who was not a barber.
Yeah, but not a barber.
He wasn't a barber. He played it off well.
Zach found this barbershop near where he lived in North Vancouver, and we get there, and he says to the owner that he sort of like sweet talked into letting us use the space.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She didn't.
And I guess
she's
had contacted her. Yeah, in advance. She didn't know what it was exactly.
Yeah.
And Zach was like, so are you gonna cut his hair? Like, how would you like to be shot?
She was just like, oh, no.
No.
This
is not part of
it.
That's
not me.
But you can't, that's the beauty of cinema. You can't tell he's not a barber.
He just spritzes, he snips, he comes.
You just zoom it and slow it down enough,
and
it's fine.
It looks legitimate.
And so that took like a day?
Yeah, it was one day.
The guys we were working with were really good.
Yeah, they were
super
great.
Super professional.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
Nice people.
Yeah. And you had a lot of shows this weekend. Well, you were telling me the story about playing last week at the Black Lab and the the power went out.
Yeah, half of the, we couldn't find the breaker.
Yeah, we're playing with Milk, and about second song into their set, just a whole power on the stage.
Which is like,
completely goes out.
I was crushed on multiple levels because I've had nightmares like that. I also have ripped pants in those nightmares.
Because like you organize the show somewhere.
Yeah, I book a lot of shows around town, and we were originally going to play at Stylus, and Stylus was forced to close by the city. It's really quite shocking that it took that long to be closed. Yeah. I love Stylus. The radio makes
that's
things
where
so,
we played our like first
yeah our first proper yeah. show like,
first band premiere
yeah.
show.
Mm-hmm. So but found the breaker in the end. Yeah. I really lost the gist of this story. There's a lot of energy, a lot of anxiety in it.
That's like running around.
A lot of running around.
Like maybe 10 minutes.
It took about
10 minutes.
Yeah. I knocked on a door. Yeah, but it worked out in the end. I mean, Milk had to cut songs, which is, again, tragic.
Unfortunate.
Because Milk's one of my favorite bands right now.
Right. And there's a curfew, kind of.
They have a really hard curfew
there.
He was nice.
Yeah, a little bit. But now they know where the breaker, the fuse box.
They still don't, actually.
They think it was upstairs in the tenant's apartment.
So the building is, like, split.
It's the theory.
So someone just, like, flip it back on because...
We just ran extension cords because half of the room still had power. We just ran extension cords right across, like, the audience area.
Okay.
So then I think at the end of Milk set, somebody kicked out a cable, too.
It was really tragic.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, I was impressed with how the show went outside of the Milk being unplugged, and then the one of the bands Primp, who I think is playing Shindig tonight.
I think so.
They one of their guitars got stolen. Mm-hmm. Somebody wandered in and just walked out with it.
That wasn't fun.
No, and then I think their cymbals were stolen
and I think
as well.
Their cymbals.
Or they left their cymbals somewhere.
Disappeared by the end of the night, too.
So a night of tragedy, but like for myself, okay.
Right. And it's a show, you're playing a show tomorrow.
Yeah, we're playing a show at
Static Jupiter.
Static Jupiter.
Yeah. Static Jupiter.
I haven't been to that venue yet, have you?
Yeah. We played it once, I think, a couple months ago.
Yeah. That used to be a studio, and I used to work there for like a year.
Nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then they just, like, they took down the wall between the control room and live room, and they just made it, like, one big room. So whenever I go back there, it's kind of, like, nostalgic. And it's funny because Max and I, we, like, because his work is a block away from that studio. Oh. So when I worked there, he would, like, come over on his lunch breaks, and we would, like, I would play drums, he would play guitar.
Yeah.
Hang out and jam.
Yeah.
I showed up a few times.
That was kind
of second birthplace.
That was like the rebirth.
The second coming of Laverne.
The second coming of Laverne.
No, that's cool. So that is on like 6th and Mainish.
6th and Ontario.
Yeah.
Ontario.
6th and Ontario.
Yeah. Okay. And you're playing with, I have a list here, Brother 12 and Kobe Morgan and the Catastrophes. The Rambling Derelicts and the Northern Light Show?
Yeah, somebody does like projections.
Right, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It is cool.
Very blinding.
Yeah, it is.
Just like the real Northern Lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, so that should be a fun show. So it's like pretty much three, or if you count this one, like three sets in a week, basically.
Yeah.
A week plus a day.
This has been the most bandiest band.
Like, did you guys even bother practicing in between this week?
We practiced yesterday.
Yeah.
I had to replace my amp.
It was a good thing we did, otherwise that would have happened.
I think it would have happened.
Yeah, it would have been tragic.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened with your amp?
I think a tube.
It
was
weird.
Was
it played a bit of tube thing.
Or I was hitting some sort of frequency that the amp rejected.
Frap out. The one chord.
It's a very precise word, frap out.
Yeah. Frap out.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
It's what we use in the industry.
And after tomorrow's show, is there a little break from you? Or is it just another more shows keep coming?
We have no shows planned.
Our plan is to like buckle down to plan out this next album and record it.
Yeah, so the best way we can. February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If someone listening wants to book us,
just hit us up. We'll probably
do it. You'll be ready. You'll still do it, right? What is the plan of the new one? Like, when do you think it's going to put out? Or is it just going to be when it's ready kind of thing?
When it's ready?
When it's ready.
Yeah. I would like a summer album. But it sort of hinges
like,
on...
We're kind of... We want to get it out as soon as we can, but we also want to put the due diligence into getting it sounding the way we want it to sound before we put it out.
And like with Yarrow, I think we recorded that around the same time last year. January, I think, even earlier, and it didn't come out until October. So
hopefully, I feel like the turnover for this album will be a little faster.
Maybe we're a bit more focused now.
Yeah.
But we'll have more time because Yarrow was recorded in like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have like 2 weeks now to record this
one. Yeah, be freeing.
Yeah.
But you haven't recorded, but you have an idea what songs are going to be on it. So how do you think the album might differ from Yarrow, or not really? Maybe you'll figure
really
out.
Really good question.
Yeah.
I feel like Yarrow, at least lyrically, was at a very depressed point, like a very emotional point in my life. I think I'm happier now.
You got it out of you.
Yeah. It was so maybe the album will sound worse.
Can we bring more kids on the show?
It's a kid album.
Just like still makeup. Yeah.
We're doing a little pivot into children's media.
I saw what the Wiggles were doing.
Yeah.
The Beatles are child music.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
Inspiring.
Yeah, perfect. And any plans of like touring somewhere or maybe in the summer or what's
That's a really good question.
Well, we've definitely talked about going and doing like weekend tours up in like Kamloops and Victoria and Nanaimo and like stuff like that, just trying to fill out weekends and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's we just work full time, so it can be kind of hard to like carve out that time. It would be nice to play other places.
Oh yeah.
I do really want to get out to Victoria at some point.
Yeah, I think Victoria would be really fun.
Victoria would be a lot of fun. Yeah. I would really want to get into Sled Island.
That would be fun.
That'd be real rad.
Don't know who I have to pay to do that.
Probably the Sled Island people.
Yeah.
They're a good place to start.
I met some guy in a parking lot that said he could get me in. Yeah. And
he seemed trustworthy.
He seemed trustworthy. He had a badge, gave him $30, and never heard back.
Our band fund's empty now.
Yeah.
Cleaned us right out.
Yeah. And for the reason why you like to play not say island but like the Vancouver, like you have connections there, any of you from there, or just like a cool place?
There are a lot of great bands based out of Victoria that I would love to play with.
Yeah.
We played with Did You Die about last month, and they were amazing.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they would play with us again, but I would play with them.
They're great.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And
we also play with like Mystery Lover.
Yeah, Mystery. They're great.
Yeah,
people coming over.
Yeah,
it's also very accessible.
Groceries is also and it's close by. It's sort of like I don't want to like diss Victoria, but it's sort of like Vancouver's little sibling. Yeah.
It is close by, but it's a little bit expensive though with the ferry.
Yeah.
But you go and you make a day of it or a weekend of it.
We can try.
Be fun.
Find the cheapest place to stay.
Yeah.
Couches.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and I am speaking to Laverne about just music, life, and pants ripping. And now I think it's time. Let's do one of our one of the segments that we do on the show. Ooh. Here we go. A little bumper music for it.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
It's the classic game of just answering a bunch of questions from the internet. Who hasn't done it? It's called Quiz from Hell, and I just make a band answer a bunch of questions. It's like one of these faux personality tests. You answer like, what color is your favorite color? What's your favorite type of meatball? And at the end, based on your answer, it will figure out what kind of dog are you, or what character from Friends you are most like. From that sort of questions, so there's like a just big list of random questions, and I'm just gonna kind of close my eyes and pick one here. I don't know. Oh, geez. I mean, you can feel free to if it. Oh wow, this one is very nerdy. We'll see.
That sounds like the question.
I don't know. You can feel free to pass if you don't know the theme of this. This one is from a lovely website called BuzzFeed, and this is written in 2013, on December 13, by Ariana Rebellini, and the quiz is, which Middle Earth character are you?
Nice.
Cool. So it's a Lord of the Rings sort of thing. Are you all familiar with this at all?
Oh yeah,
I dabble.
Yeah. You should see his bedroom.
Hovered Lord of the Rings way.
So you feel free to, I don't know, you can answer as a band, take turns, or fight over it. And she'll also, you can answer just what your favorite. I don't know. Like you can totally think of it. Like, what would the band do, or just what would you do? I don't know. There's no right or wrong answer, except unless you pick, like, I don't know, what's the worst character in like
that one orc that gets the axe dropped into their head that one time.
He's a hero.
Yeah, true hero.
He's fighting for the cause.
Yeah, like, is there really? There is a few characters that's pretty bad, I guess.
I would put forth that Frodo is.
Yeah, Frodo is kind of the antagonist of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the... He has a big burden.
Yeah.
The ring.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So let's start off with the first question. It says, pick a sin. It doesn't really say what you choose. There's like gluttony, greed, pride, sloth, wrath, lust, or envy.
I definitely go sloth, personally.
Yeah. See, I
maybe individually, but I feel like gluttony as a band is probably good.
Yeah. Gluttony, greed, pride, sloth, wrath, lust,
just like
envy.
As a side note
envy.
On sin, I just think like sloth is not a bad sin.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I like to rest.
Efficiency.
Get over yourself.
How dare you?
Yeah, I would go with either sloth or maybe gluttony.
Yeah,
gluttony. I don't know. What are you feeling, Furby?
Yeah. I don't know.
So you're picking in terms of like the least worst sin.
Maybe.
Because it wasn't really specified.
Yeah, it's just like choose a sin. Like, what's your favorite sin?
Yeah.
What's
what's the least bad
for you? Is it like, what am I doing the most
but,
often?
But like, I'm thinking like, we drink, what we play. Like,
that's
all
a form
that stuff.
Of,
yeah.
is that gluttony?
That's gluttony.
Yeah.
Gluttony.
I always just thought I was lush.
So which one are we going
to? Let's go gluttony.
Let's go gluttony. All right. Casting that terms, I can get behind it.
All right, the next one, I will get you to maybe describe it, because it says pick an accessory, and it's just a bunch of photos.
Oh, wow.
Maybe describe it for the radio listeners out there.
One is like a big double-wide wrestling prize belt.
Really?
Or
is that, isn't
that
what
that
is?
Is that a bracelet?
Or is it a bracelet?
Like,
it's big and bejeweled.
It's a bracelet
I think
that looks
jewelry.
Like a big
it's definitely wraps around something. I want to go with wrestling
okay,
bracelet.
Okay, like, right, yeah, it's
already.
Like a wrestling belt.
Sure, okay, Jeff, we'll give you that.
Some
like riding boots.
Yeah, something like that.
There's
a big fire.
Fire?
Something that.
Like a fire as an accessory? It's going to have a flame.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. I just keep fire in my pocket at all times.
It's taking Paris back.
Like a fire demon on your shoulder. That's pretty rad.
Oh, yeah. It's like a hairband with like a
yeah,
a
like
bird,
something somebody would wear to the
type
royal
thing
wedding
on the top with like
yeah.
some
so
that's
like a
probably
some, yeah like a little,
probably not us
maybe so yeah something you'd wear at a wedding I guess.
And then a long jacket that kind of just looks like a tarp.
Yeah, it's like a muumuu meets a jacket.
Yeah,
and then
that's a good description.
Yeah.
And then a pipe
and
tobacco.
And a pipe.
See, just like for me, like what grabbed me by my soul was the muumuu coat,
yeah.
Sort of like a nice cream.
It's the ultimate accessory for comfort.
If I had it,
yeah.
You couldn't see my rip.
Yeah, that's true.
So are we going with that?
I'm sorry. It's just like
it.
When sure. Something speaks to you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There's no right answer. Let's go for that one then.
Don't say that yet. We don't know that.
You are Grawra, the orc.
We're gonna find out that we're Sauron, and we're just like, oh no.
I mean, I'd be pretty impressed if we made it.
We did good.
We did evil.
So the next one is what superpower? Oh, pick a superpower. It says pick a superpower. Number one is the ability to communicate with plants. Another one is mind reading. Another one is the ability to talk to animals, or invisibility, or the ability to travel at hyperspeed, or omnipotence, or the ability to convince mythical creatures to hang out with you. The ability to convince mythical creatures to hang out with you.
Yo, my unicorn and I were just chilling the other day.
Okay, like,
see, one of these things is not like the other, because like,
yeah.
That's all things, but they all have a catch, and then there's omnipotence.
Yeah.
So,
well, like, yeah. I,
like, like omnipotence, like
that you could have all these things. Like if I'm omnipotent, I can convince mythical creatures to hang out with me.
Yeah, because you're like I know.
I just be like hang out with me right now.
The beginning
I'm
and the end.
I'm basically invisible everywhere. Yeah. Except I can't physically do things, but I know everything that's happening. Yeah. At all
that's
times.
True. And I feel that like certain of these have like big kicks.
Oh, yeah.
And
big
like
caveats.
In modern society, like with global warming, you don't want to talk to plants because they're just going to be screaming.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just endlessly. Right. Yeah, let's go on
omnipotence. Yeah, I think that's just what you got to do.
Right.
I want that on a shirt. It's just omnipotence.
That's just
it's
what
just
you
got to do.
The next one is maybe one that'll get you to describe it because it's another picture one, but this one is probably easier, except for, I don't know, just pick a snack.
Ooh.
And I just see one of them and just like two slices of like Wonder Bread.
Okay, so we got some scones and some butter. I want some sandwiches.
You say scones?
I do.
See, scone. Like my girlfriend also says scones and it kills me.
Okay, so. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's just some nice white Wonder Bread on a plate. some good looking grilled chicken, oatmeal, granola. There's stuff in it.
Oatmeal?
There's wine. Maybe? I don't know how to identify oatmeal.
And the charcuterie board.
Yeah, charcuterie board. Did we skip the wine?
No, you said
okay.
Wine.
Okay.
Can I take
that's a snack.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. That's the snack of champions.
I'm like, I'd pick wine as a snack.
I'm all about a good spread.
Yeah.
So I want the charcuterie.
Yeah, I agree. Charcuterie is.
Yeah, that's 2-3, Furby. I'm sorry, you're out.
I'm just
I know you
happy
don't eat meat, but
didn't
there's
pick the
cheese.
Fucking, the chicken strip, the chicken legs. Oh,
yeah. No one's picking like the wonder two slices of random Wonder.
You know, I thought about it first.
If there was cheese and it was all heated up, that would be a different story.
Yeah, it's not even toasted.
No,
give me a grilled cheese.
Like straight out of the bag. If I was a duck, that would be the one I chose.
Yeah,
your stomach might implode.
Yeah.
Does that happen to dogs?
Don't know.
I think the bread expands.
Yeah.
I hope not.
All right, next one is, it's a Saturday night. What are you doing? So drinking, dancing, and eating with friends at the local bar. Or perfecting the art of the smoke ring. I guess like the Gandalf smoke ring thing. Online shopping. Just like Frodo would do.
Gotta get a new ring.
taking a quiet nature walk. Partying on your yacht, plotting the triumph of evil over good, or writing a song. Do you ever write a song on Saturday night?
We've never written a song on a Saturday night.
So I think that one's out. Yeah. I don't know about like contemplating the triumphant.
Yeah.
Sort of evil over good?
Evil over good. I feel like that happens without me.
I mean,
that's not just Saturday, that's every
There's
night.
A
that's
little hard. Angsty kid in me that wants to pick that, but I don't, you know.
But I mean, it's already done. Yeah. Like, we're living in a dystopia. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's like drinking, dancing, and eating with your friends at the bar, perfecting the art of the smoke ring, online shopping.
I like the perfecting the art of the smoke ring.
Yeah.
That just sounds so pretentious. You're just like, it's
yeah,
perfect.
No, it's
perfect
just,
smoke.
I'm not just smoking.
Ooh, your
yeah.
That ring was more of an oval.
Yeah.
To make it more circular.
Sounds good to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, let's go with that. Right. Yeah.
In case you're joining us and you're wondering what the heck is going on, I am Ben. This is Live from Thunder Road Radio Hell. I'm in with the band Laverne, and we're playing a game called Which Middle Earth Character Are You? Middle Earth character, it's a thing from Lord of the Rings, which is the place that they live in, the whatever the country,
yeah.
the region.
Yeah. Is it Jeff would
Middle Earth?
Is
I think it is.
Is it just sort of like a continent?
See, I really hyped up my knowledge of Lord
yeah,
of the Rings. I actually don't know that much.
Yeah. It says in the Cyrillic. Yeah.
It's just the world that they're in. So, the next one is another. I guess it's another. Picture kind of thing. Choose your dream home, and one of them is like a hobbit house.
Kind of plays its hand.
And one is like a
fire
pit.
Yeah,
sorry, yeah fire
both
pit.
That's so like, it's like it. The elves. It's like Sauron. It's the hobbits. Like
yeah.
Basically, which race do you feel like?
I like this sick ass tree house. The first one's a tree house.
It's like a castle.
It's got a cool wagon wheel on it. I like that one.
I like that guy too.
Castle, pretty. You know,
with like a
decent
big,
looking castle,
big lake and a bridge, and
yeah, drawbridge and stuff, and a big like cathedral, like the inside
like
of a cathedral,
hallway.
Yeah, and then the little hobbit hole, looks pretty cozy. And then just like a volcano.
Just a volcano.
Just the top of a volcano, straight down into the lava.
Yeah.
And then this one's actually, this is a contender. It's a little stilted house in a Ooh. In a nice forest on a waterfall. Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I choose waterfall.
Yeah.
If you want your bread toasted, you pick the volcano.
That's true. That's true. We'd never have that problem again.
We didn't pick the bread, so. Yeah.
If we had picked the grilled chicken.
BuzzFeed people are geniuses.
I think, I don't know, waterfall house, tree house? What do we do?
I like waterfall house, but like tree house would be cool. I sleepwalk, so I don't think the tree house would be good
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, let's go waterfall house.
So you'd rather
waterfall
walk
house,
over a waterfall?
Yeah. But I mean, yeah.
Perfect. All right. So before we go, we sort of mentioned which character you don't want to be. Which character do you want to be picked?
Huh. I think, like, personally, I wish I could be Sam, but I know I'm more of a dink, so I'm probably a Frodo.
Just like, agreed.
Yeah.
The obvious answer is Faramir. Faramir is.
Yeah.
He's the key.
I always used to like Aragorn.
Yeah, no.
Aragorn?
I thought Aragorn.
Or Aragorn.
That's a different book.
Oh, yeah, no, I conflated the two. Or I know him only as, is it Nightstalker or Stalker with like a Y?
Yeah, Stalker. Only as Y.
I
is that Stalker?
Know. We're going to get a lot.
Isn't it Strider?
Strider, yeah.
We're going to get a lot of angry emails about this later. The Laverne fan base is...
You
the
wish people
they're
emailed
decimated.
Us.
Yeah, they're just like, looking at my phone now. I'm getting messages. How dare you?
yeah, which one is the Queen of Dragons?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, there's still a few more questions to go. How do you handle conflict? Strategically, with organized violence, if necessary.
What?
With an axe. We know what that gives you. Calmly and confidently, you've done this like a million times before. Or by pushing loved ones away and going solo. Or by talking it out, a long and thorough conversation with someone through something similar. Or getting bossy and giving orders, or you don't, quote, handle conflicts, you are a conflict.
That's kind of aggressive.
Yeah. That's the if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best kind of answer.
Sound like Sarin. So, yeah, strategically with violence, organize violence if necessary, or with an axe. That's two different ones. It's not handling, not organized violence with an axe.
The axe is disorganized violence. Yeah. Just
with an axe. Yeah. All right. Or calmly and confidently, you've done this like a million times before. Or by pushing loved ones away and going solo by yourself. Talking it out with someone who went through something similar. Getting bossy and giving orders. Or the one that says, you are the conflict.
Huh. Where's the panic and runaway option?
Well, I think that's like
that's
going
the
on
push
your,
everybody
push
away.
Push everybody away.
I guess so.
But like, I feel like your panic would be more of a genuine like goodbye.
Like sprinting like, rather than distance.
See,
if that makes sense.
I think it would like get angry or like I would get emotional and then I would say something that I would regret and then I'd apologize for.
So you are the conflict.
I feel like I, you know, maybe that tension was already there.
I'm learning so much about you.
I feel like you already knew this.
But as a band, let's say if the band on a whole got into a conflict with me, I don't know, someone else on the bill or something.
I would like to think we're organized violence. Yeah.
How about organized nonviolence?
Yeah.
But that's not an option.
No, it's just violence if necessary.
All right.
If
necessary. Yeah.
It might not come.
Yeah.
We stick together.
Yeah. I think probably talk. Yeah. We're a chatty bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go for that. Yeah. So talking out with someone through something. Okay. Too late. All right. the next one, which one of you are good with breeds of dogs? Because this is, which one of these dogs really speaks to you? I'm just be like, that's a green one. And I don't know. I don't know how the...
Okay.
I'm sure this is where people get really angry.
There's a pug. There's a golden retriever.
No, that's a lab. It's a yellow lab.
Yeah. It's a bulldog. Yeah. What type of bulldog is that?
Like,
it's either French or English. One
it's
of the
definitely
two.
Not a French. Yeah, I think it's an English bulldog.
No, that's a wolf.
There's a that. Yeah.
that's
that
like,
could be a husky, but it looks like a wolf. Shibu Inu, a doge, otherwise known as, yeah. And whatever that mop, a mop dog.
It's like a big sheep dog.
Yeah. I love huskies. That would definitely be my number one. Look at that. That looks like a wolf.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Huskies are survivors.
Yeah.
I would go with pugs. Just remind me of my own death. Because it's like it's kind of like having a really twisted invalid as your best friend, yeah. I imagine. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
All right, we'll go husky. With the husky wolf dog.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I like it.
There's two more left, so we're getting close. We're very close to the final answer. Choose your dream job. The first one is Cirque du Soleil performer. One is the owner of a microbrewery. One is just evil overlord. I don't know if but that's a job per se. Traveling salesman, a banker, president of the United States. That's totally different now.
Yeah.
This is pre-Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And marijuana farmer.
Wow. That's a tough one.
Cirque du Soleil performer. Who are they thinking with, I guess, someone that's really
dexterous, flexible.
Yeah.
Acrobatic.
Owner of a microbrewery would be like,
That's people like a very Vancouver twist.
Yeah. Traveling salesman, a banker, president of the United States, marijuana farmer.
I think at this point, marijuana farming. Because it's like, it's not,
yeah. I agree.
And it's like, it hasn't been ruined in the same way that like microbreweries have been.
Yeah. There's already too many microbreweries in Vancouver.
Like, I don't want to become a guy with like, with a beard yelling about IPA.
We should just be like a micro marijuana farm.
Yeah, organic marijuana.
Exactly, like a small brewery.
And then I can be like this weed. This strain comes from the Latin root Silvelius. I was just gonna. Stop.
I'm really curious to see where that's going.
A trap for myself. Right. Marijuana farmer.
And then obviously the last one is it's a bunch of pictures again. It's a pick a ring. There's a bunch of rings. First one is one like the fire ring of like I don't know. It's like
yeah, in
fire.
Theme we got fire.
Yeah, there's definitely fire ring.
There's a weird homemade diamond ring that kind of looks like the Tower of Sauron.
Yeah, it looks kind of like the but it's very industrial kind of.
There's a weird like beaten metal with a big ruby or something in it. Looks kind of rustic and kind of home sense. There's a little like a copper thing that's wound and kind of like bent in a neat pattern. There's a blob of shiny metal.
How would you put that on?
It doesn't even have a hole. I don't know how that ring works. And there's like a simple, it almost looks like it's got a Celtic braid around it.
I feel like Furby is wearing that ring.
Yeah, probably.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm
not.
I don't have it.
Just metal.
Mine are basic.
Yeah.
I like the simple copper twisty one catches my eye.
Very elvish of you.
That is the blob one. That's a weird
or
one.
Is it dwarf?
Maybe.
This determines which character you are. Choose wisely. Yeah.
Is this like what I would wear in my personal life?
Let's just say if the band has to wear one
of the band,
the
if
fire
we all had to wear a ring.
The fire ring looks really cool.
You only wear it once.
Yeah, you only wear it once.
And then you can never wear a ring on that finger again.
Just don't do it on your strumming finger.
Yeah.
Twisty ring's nice, I guess.
So this one here?
No.
If that's... I want to decide for you guys.
I mean,
I'm just curious who we are.
Yeah.
All right.
This point.
So wait. So what do you think? That one?
Yeah. Let's do the twisty.
Yeah.
All right.
Jeff's practical.
Yeah.
All right. We're playing which Middle Earth character are you? And we're playing with the band Laverne. And as I said, there is no wrong answer, but the answer that you get. You stick with it. You're stuck with it.
Answered wrong.
Yeah.
We're getting set up.
There's no redo. Sorry. That's going to be your album cover. So you're a bit of a loner, unpredictable rogue.
Ooh.
People
Ooh.
Are simultaneously intimidated and enchanted by your wisdom, power, and party tricks.
Wow.
Which is why you tend to get a pass for all your meddling. You do a lot of meddling. You got wizard, so Gandalf.
Wow, that's actually really good.
I like that. I'm into that.
I didn't even think that was in the realm of possibility.
I don't think we're wise enough for that.
I think the pot farmer, possibly.
That's true.
Or is it traveling? I don't know. Yeah.
No.
Anyways, it's true. It's a, like I said, as I keep saying.
But we didn't pick the pipe.
But we picked the smoke rings.
Yeah.
We did pick the smoke rings. Yeah.
Anyways, no arguing. This is super scientific, obviously. There is, you know, like they read all the books like 20 times over. They fed all the 3 volumes into a computer.
Yeah.
And then the algorithm generated this.
I actually legitimately saw the Twin Towers like 6 times in theaters. I'm not proud.
No, I for some reason thought of 9/11.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the book's called Two Towers, not Twin Towers. Twin Towers has a different connotation.
I am so sorry. The Two Towers. I saw the Two Towers like 6 times in theaters.
Same thing.
where was it screening?
it's been a long time ago that came out. Have any of you seen the? Because you can get the. I have the extended DVD edition, which is I think 3 hours each movie. If you watch them back to back, it's like 9 hours, which isn't so bad.
I feel like that's the Hobbit though too, right? And the Hobbit's like far worse. Yeah.
And the Hobbit was this big of a book.
Yeah, they really stretched it out.
A lot of extension going on.
Yeah.
And I think, aren't they going to do like a TV series now? Not The Hobbit, but like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Maybe a prequel.
Amazon bought the rights for it, so they're going to like churn it out, I think.
I'm just going to do, I mean, they can probably make it long. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's the new Marvel. I can't wait for the spinoff. He's going to keep doing.
Laverne is on the program. Thanks so much for coming in. Can you let people know? So there's a show tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Static Jupiter that you should come to. If you say you listen to it on this program, I will personally get you in somehow. I don't know if I have that power.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out.
What time do you think it starts?
I think doors will be about 8. I don't know when we go on.
Yeah.
But that's sort of the spice of
life.
And
it's on 6 in Ontario. Is it pretty? I haven't been to it. Is it easy to find? Like how do you find
it? It's pretty tucked away.
Yeah,
but it's pretty easy to find as well.
Very central, like 2 blocks away from Redgate. And you have to go if you have the address. You go into like this sort of office building, but then
there's like a long hallway. They'll probably set up a desk in the hallway. Yeah. You'll see somebody sitting there.
But
it's right beside the Oak and Fort place.
Very like futuristic,
big open, and like a bunch of Mac
right next to there. And then it's also a beautiful space. Very well constructed.
Yeah.
Well decorated. It's like one of the more beautiful like DIY spaces in Vancouver. Yeah. And Val does a great job.
Yeah, perfect. And Laverne Vancouver bandcamp.com is how people can get one of the ways to get a hold of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're also on Tidal, the number one streaming site in the world. I wasn't paid
Shout
to say
to
that.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, thank you, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on all of the things.
Your Twitter doesn't have the word Laverne in it whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a mistake, I think, from my part. When I set that up, I was like, what's a really self-deprecating handle? We're also on Instagram. But that might alienate you from our music because I post every day. It's a mental illness.
Very bad memes. Yeah,
very bad memes.
It's Facebook, it's all that. Yeah.
We're plugged in.
Not a band.
With
periods in between everything.
And you can say, hey, I heard what you said about Middle Earth. I'm very upset.
Who is Jeff? What does he think he is?
Or people will just come to you being like, oh my God, I'm also Gandalf. I'm also a wizard.
I did that test.
Yeah, I forgot to tell listeners to play along at home. So, you know, or someone can, or someone can come by and be... You know, maybe you can find the fellowship and go at the show. You can find Frodo. You can find Aragorn.
We're starting the fellowship right now. We're going to meet at the sub every Sunday.
That's actually my offer. If you do this quiz and then show me the result, I will get you in.
Excellent. Yeah, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Yeah,
it was fantastic. A blast. Yeah. And just for listeners... Yes, coming up next at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. And next week in studio, live in studio, we have So tune in for that next week. And yeah, I am probably out of here.